Good afternoon and happy Sunday to everybody out there. I hope everyone has had a great weekend so far and that you enjoy your Sunday. And today we just gonna get right into it. I told you I had a little story time about my girl's trip. So I just want to talk to you guys a little bit about Nashville. And if you haven't been there, if you're thinking about visiting there, and actually what you can do right now since we are technically still in a pandemic. Some things that you can do and that are safe. And but I hope you had, like I said, I hope you all guys have all had a great weekend so far. And let's go ahead and get into it. All right, so basically, we're just gonna go ahead and jump right into it. First, I do want to say this because you know I got to get my little March Madness spiel at the beginning of every one until March Madness is officially over. But I would say this: Saturday, the games, I would say between the men and the women's side, the women took it. Okay, and I'm not saying it just because I like women's basketball and coached it, but the women's game, I mean, like, pretty much every game was really, really good. On the men's side, yesterday the best game was Oral Roberts in Arkansas. And I hated that for for Oral Roberts, because they would have been the first 15 seed to ever go to the Elite Eight. So that would have been really dope. And they actually had an excellent play at the end if you saw that game. But they just fell short right there at the end with that three. But congratulations on a good season of Oral Roberts. Arkansas did advance, which helps my bracket. At this point, bracket, schmack it. I mean, because really, at any point, if the Zags go down, I'm gonna officially throw my bracket away. So right now, that's my saving grace. But I mean, for the most part, I mean, Loyola, their little streak ended there, their little run with Oregon State. But Oregon State's a 12 seed, so that's kind of cool too. That they're going to the Elite Eight. And then Baylor, I think Baylor men are playing really well. Houston blew out Syracuse. I didn't really expect anything different there. So we'll see. We'll see how it pans out. And like I said, on the women's side yesterday, it was really good. A lot of close games. Of course, UConn, that game was closer than the score seems. But there were some good ones. There were a couple of overtime games, a couple of last second shots. But it was a good day. It was a good day overall for basketball in general. And Sunday has already kicked off. Stanford women, they're taking care of business right now. They had some things to prove to me, but they are doing what they need to do. Actually, the best game I want to see today is Oregon and Louisville women. Check it out. If you're a basketball fan in general, check it out. That's going to be a good game at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm really, really, really looking forward to the 4 o'clock Florida State Michigan men's game. That's going to be a good one, I think. I would be surprised if anything other. It would help me in my bracket if Florida State could upset Michigan, because that will knock out everybody in my money bracket that picked them for the championship. So that opens the door for me. But yeah, I just wanted to touch on that a little bit before I jumped into the episode. But good luck to you guys' brackets that are still alive. I don't really foresee a lot of people having a ton alive, but nevertheless. So basically what I said I was going to talk about. So a couple of weeks now, it's actually been that time has flown by, it seems like, but it's actually been about, this week will be about 3 weeks. So it's been about 2 weeks ago. Me and my friends, typically what happens is, I've talked on the episode before about my friends who I consider family. Every year we try to get together about twice a year, 2 to 3 times a year, because we all live in different states. And just to, because we talk every day in group texts, but we would just, try to get away as much as we can to kind of, regroup and see each other, put our eyes on each other, and just make sure everybody's doing good. And so this year, we decided to, for our first trip of the year, we went to Nashville, Tennessee. One of the girls is from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which if you're not familiar with Tennessee, it's pretty much on the, a little bit on the outskirts of of actual city limits of Nashville. So we decided to do that. We got an Airbnb. And actually, this time we invited other friends with us. And so it actually ended up being good. So we actually might just all start traveling together a couple of times a year. So it all kind of worked out. But it was an excellent time. And I'm just going to talk about that. So basically, like I said, we did decide to go ahead and get an Airbnb. That's always nice because it's just like a hotel. You can actually bring your own food and things like that. But it was definitely the Airbnb was beautiful. So we got an Airbnb and it was basically like almost to the, I think it was maybe probably like maybe 5 or 10 minutes from downtown Nashville. And like I said, we are in a pandemic, so you know, we did want to be mindful of those types of things. But basically we just did the Airbnb. I think it was 9 of us. So there was like enough room for everybody to pretty much have their own bed. It was 3 stories. The Airbnb was, and the area that it was in, it was more so like the building was narrow, if that makes sense. So that's why there were so many floors. And we brought in one of our friends is actually from Murfreesboro, which is on the outskirts. Her sister is actually getting ready to start a food truck. So she is a really good cook. So she was cooking for us at the Airbnb. The food was amazing. It was amazing. We went out a couple times. The first night I got there, we went to this place. So if you go to Nashville, and like I said, I'm 38, okay? The people who were in there were probably in their 40s and 50s, just so it's not, but I'm like to that age where I'm like, okay, I'm too old to go to a club. So just kind of keep that in mind. But these people at the neighborhood in Nashville, actually it's not in Nashville, it's in Antioch, Tennessee, which is kind of right there, pretty much on the outskirts there. But it was amazing. I didn't eat the food there because we went a little bit later, but they were serving food. But it's like Neighborhood Bar and Grill is what it's called. But basically when you go in, we went on a Wednesday night because we went the first night, but it's like a game night and you can play spades. You can play dominoes. I don't know anything about dominoes. I've tried to watch people play dominoes. And I'm not interested. it's just boring to me. But we played spades. We ran the table. You got to know we're good. We're good. We had good drinks. The atmosphere was really cool. It had music. And it was also like a trivia night. But it wasn't like I wouldn't even use the word trivia. It was like they had a microphone that they were kind of passing around. Of course, I didn't want it passed to me because Rona is in these streets. But I was just, you know, enjoying the time. So I was letting, just watching everybody else answer. But an example of a question they would ask. So like the bartender would ask a question. And one of the questions, just an example, was if the sex is good, is it okay if he doesn't have a job? If your man doesn't have a job, but he's good in the bedroom. So that was kind of like one of the questions. And then they passed the mic. And it's so funny, the different responses that you get between men and women. It was hilarious, I will say that. And then it's just a good atmosphere. And they do different types of questions like that while you're playing space at your table. I will say this. The only thing I did not like is I am psycho about smoking and around my food. Now, granted, I told you I didn't eat, but the fact that you could still smoke in that establishment, I feel like that's kind of old school. I wasn't really feeling that. And most people I wasn't really feeling that. There's really no way around that. But other than that, it's a great atmosphere. So if you like are sensitive to smoke or just hate it, I'm gonna just go ahead and tell you, don't go in there. Especially don't go in there and then be going somewhere else other than home. because you're gonna smell like whatever they're smoking in there. Okay? Now, but it was a really good time. I definitely recommend that spot. Minus the smoking, it was excellent. And I'm trying to think what else we did. I told you guys before that I lived in Nashville because I went to college there and then I lived there a couple of years before I moved home back to Atlanta because I was going to start grad school there. But Nashville, like I told you guys, Nashville by far is the best place I've lived, and it has absolutely nothing to do with college. I loved college. I had a great time, but it's just the city in general. I just love Nashville. A lot of the area has now become very gentrified in some of the areas, but so it makes it a lot of more expensive to live there. But I still loved it. I loved it. But anyways, I said that to say this. So I've got some friends and things like that still there in Nashville. So I was actually able to meet up with someone. She actually works in the healthcare field, so I know she actually was vaccinated. So we went to eat. My favorite wing spot is Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't know why. I just love it. I am you y'all know I'm from Atlanta, so I love A-Town Wings. I'm not a fan of American Deli, but people from Atlanta love American Deli, but it's not it's I don't know, it's like because I like my wings crispy and I feel like their wings are kind of soft. I mean American Deli is good, but it's not my favorite. But A-Town Wings is definitely my favorite. I would say my favorite wing spot in Atlanta. And then I would say so we went to eat at Buffalo Wild Wings. I went to eat with a friend there. So that was nice. I always, like I'm one of those people that when I go out of town, I could really care less if I could eat that at home. Cause some people when you go out of town, they're like, oh, I don't want to eat somewhere I can eat if I'm at home. That is not me at all because I'm super picky. So I typically like to stay places I know I like. So that was nice. And we had good drinks and everything. It was a good time to catch up with her. And then the other place that we went that I would 100% recommend is Willie B's. And it's Willie, and then B's. Like, if you like, the only reference that I could actually make about Willie B's is that, like I said, you know where I'm from. At the Atlanta Zoo, the gorilla there was Willie B. And that's the only thing I could think of because we had to go to the zoo every freaking field trip. Oh, I hate the zoo now, but that's a whole nother story. But we had to go in Tyler too many times as a kid, and I do not like the zoo at all. But yes, Willie B's Kitchen and Lounge. This one is actually in Nashville, is on 918 Buchanan Street. The food, unreal. It was amazing. Yeah, the food was good. I got chicken. I always get chicken because that's like I said, I'm picky, so I can typically know where to stay around there. The food has a lot of spice. I'm not real big on spicy, but the quality of the food was really good. Some people got shrimp, some people got, I mean, it was just like a different array of choices. But everybody said their food was good. The drinks were good. The music was amazing. They had a DJ come in. Now, if you're hard of hearing, that's probably not the space for you to go to. Because the music, like I said, it's a DJ. So you're essentially hollering at the table to try to have a conversation. But we sat kind of away from the DJ a little bit so we could hear each other a little bit better. They have TV, they have a bar, and they have tons of TVs. So you can watch sports, whatever. I mean, it was a great atmosphere. You can dress up. I would say it's a little casual, type dressing. There were most of the women in there wore dresses. I don't wear dresses. I'm not like a dress girl at all. You would have to like beat me to get in a dress, or it has to be like a super special occasion. But if you're into dressing up and getting out cute, that is definitely a spot for you to hit while you are in Nashville. That's kind of cool. It's just calm. The waitresses there, they were amazing. They would dance. I mean, like dance with you, depending on like their personality, because some of you know a little shy. But our waitress, she didn't care. Her song came on, she danced. But it was great atmosphere. Like I said, great food, great drinks. The TVs are a plus. Anytime I can get a TV, especially when sports are on, I'm happy. But the music selection was good. Mainly popular stuff. A little R&B, a little rap. So I guess it depends. I mean, it's not your typical Nashville country music spot. It's not like that. So keep that in mind as well. But it was a good time, good food. So I definitely enjoyed Willie B's. And then the rest of the time, we just literally stayed in. There are tons of movies that I have never seen. So we watched Coming to America because the second one came out. And I had never seen the first one. So I watched Coming to America. It was so long. It was a little slow for me at the beginning, but I kind of started to appreciate it by the end. It was really good. So I appreciated that. I still haven't watched the second one. Actually, a lot of people are telling me I shouldn't watch the second one, but I'm getting kind of mixed reviews about it. It's one of those things where you should see it because you can kind of see some of the characters as they've grown up, gotten older, evolved, whatever. And then some are just like, eh, it just doesn't do it for me because the first one was so good. But you know how sequels go. You either like it, you either love it or you don't. But I haven't seen that yet. And what else do we watch? Some people hadn't seen Love Jones. I actually watched Love Jones last year for the first time. So I was proud of myself for having saw that movie. And then I had never saw the Martin Lawrence movie, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. We watched that. It was so good. I love Lynn Whitfield. I love her. I love her. I love her. And if you've never seen Greenleaf, you need to watch that. I got on that last year, too. That was really good. But that show has ended now. But it was very good. So we just kind of, listen, we played spades at the Airbnb, listened to music, had good conversation, played drinking games, for my 38-year-old body, which is why I could not drink for Thirsty Thursday that very next week, was because my liver was like, you did a whole entire lot. So I spent a lot of time drinking water, we exercised a couple of days. We tried to stay on track with that because, you know, most of the time when you go out of town, you kind of throw away the whole workout out. But we did that a couple of days. Not going to lie, we didn't do it every day like we were supposed to. But we did a couple of days. So we were proud. We were proud. A lot of us were like, we were a little scared to see what that scale looking like when we get back. But, yeah, if even if it's a girlfriend's trip or a guy's trip or co-ed trip, whatever, you guys should do that, especially since, you know, if you can financially do that and you just been cooped up for a year, you guys don't even have to go out. You know what I'm saying? Just go somewhere, meet up. Flying is fairly safe, you know, as far as their precautions. My friends that did fly, they still wore their mask and their shield on the airplane, and they pretty much... most of their flights weren't long enough to have to take it off to eat or drink. So they just kind of left it on. But flights are safe, and then you guys get a nice Airbnb. You go get your groceries. You guys cook, have games, good conversation, drink, and just relax. Okay? And I recommend that highly. And then, like I said, I do recommend those spots because those spots were pretty good at with the COVID protocols. A lot of people in Tennessee don't wear masks. I don't really know why, but they don't. Especially in the like little small hick towns you drive through. I shouldn't have said hicks. I'm sorry, but you know what I'm saying. Little small towns, but they the restaurants and everything like that, they still follow the protocols. So that's nice. But like I said, if you need to get out, call your girls up and say, hey guys, in a month, let's get an Airbnb. And we didn't even do, I mean, cause like I said, we all are professionals, so we do have to work. So we just did a, Thursday. Well, I got there. I did Wednesday to Sunday, because I took the whole week off because I was, had to do some other things, but, just a Thursday to Sunday, just a good extended weekend to just kind of chill out and relax. And the Airbnb wasn't abnormally unreasonable. I think it was like 150 a person, and it was 9 of us. So keep that in mind. So if it's just a, you know, a couple of you guys, it won't be too bad. But it was, I mean, the Airbnb was beautiful. We had an excellent time. And the best thing I liked is it was everybody had a good time. It wasn't, and you know, when you're dealing with females, you get a little testy sometimes. But I mean, we just aren't like that. And it just was amazing. And like I said, I would definitely recommend that for you guys. Yeah, so, I mean, we haven't set our next vacation. We've got a couple of the people in our group that are turning 40 this year. Not me, but a couple of them are turning 40 this year. And so we'll definitely be traveling with that. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'll, you know, update you guys on where we travel and just say, you know, this is a good spot, or no, I don't recommend you go there, or it's entirely extremely difficult trying to get here. Because, you know, when you're flying out of the United States now, there are a lot of precautions and stipulations that you have to do to even get into that country and also to come back home. So whether or not it's worth the hassle, okay? But I'll definitely get you on that. But yeah, I like doing random episodes about things, and this one I chose to do travel. So yeah, Nashville was good. If you have been in Nashville, go considering going back. If you have never been in Nashville, consider putting that on your calendar. And even when Nashville opens back up and the pandemic has subsided, whatever that looks like, and downtown is a little bit more safe to be around tons and tons of people, Second Avenue, downtown Nashville, tons of different bars. Just do it. You gotta go. And then Hard Rock Cafe is down there where you can eat. It's just a good time. You gotta hit up Nashville if you have not, and go to Second Avenue. All right, guys. Well, I'm gonna wrap this up because, like I said, it's about 3:31 here Central Standard Time in Houston, Texas. And like I said, there's a 4 o'clock game that I do want to see, that Michigan men's game. So I'm looking forward to that. And I hope all of you guys have a great, great, great week. I am going to get my life together and be able to partake in what my mother calls libations. She's so old school. for Thirsty Thursday. And I hadn't decided what we're going to talk about as of yet, so maybe something will happen now and then. Actually next week, what I'm gonna do on Thirsty Thursday, we're gonna chit chat it up because I want to talk to you guys about me moving my platform. I put in exclamation because it's probably like 12 of y'all that listen, but I love y'all 12. And now 12 meaning 12 people I don't know, and then of course I've got the ones who I actually know that listen to it. But I'm thinking about moving it so we can actually have a little bit more interaction. So I think I'm gonna talk about that next week, and we just gonna chop it up. It might not be a really, really long episode, maybe 15 or 20 minutes. Because a lot of you guys will actually hit me up on my social media accounts telling me what you want to hear, what you want to talk about, or you kind of give feedback on that, on whatever episode we talked about. But I just want to, get a little bit more personable with you guys. But we'll talk about that next week. So that's what we'll talk about next week. Again, I hope you guys have a great week. Stay safe, stay blessed, and I'll talk to you guys soon.